Okay, we were going through the Mishnah of the Derech Tova Shidak Baha'adam, and we pointed out that Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah and Rabbi Yossi, the one who says Chaver Tova and the one who says Shachin Tova, very, very similar. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shachin Tova, Pirshim Meforashim, Shazo Gamkein, Oso Aderech Kamal Chaver Tov. Elad Rabbi Yossi Svirulei Shalo Dai B'Chaver Tov, I'm turning over the page Nun Beis, She'eno Nimtza Imo Tamid. Chaver Tov is very, very important, but the ability to constantly find someone to prop oneself up is at least as important. Shelo yeye bebedidut, elo yeye b'shchinut im yudim tovim ad shebo alav nisayon yelo amir letchazek. Sometimes one never knows when a nisayon will come, and therefore the Shachin Tov, who is constantly available, could be even more important than a chaver tov with whom you may feel more comfortable. Kasher Yehudi shochein badad, hayetzah hara sholeit alav. Kanta to ayelech adam yechidi balayla, that a person has to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him as a social being in order to help him, not in order to hurt him. That he's able to overcome hayetzah hara if he has a support system. Aval kishiyesh lo shochein tov, tamid yesh lo amir letchazek, v'zoi derech tova shidak bo ha'adam, שיתמיד דבק בשם, גם בזמנים החשוכים שיהיה לו חבר טוב ושכן טוב ובכל עת יהיה אמי להתחזק. So again, in terms of the means to the end, as opposed to the ayin tova, which was a question of perspective on life, the chaver tov and the shachin tov represent protective systems. Rabbi Shimon ben Nasan el Omer, Haroa es hanolad. And we're returning again to his perspective on life. Yesh lefarsho al derech mashekosav harav hakadosh hamagid mikushnitz, bavodas Yisrael b'shem harav hakadosh hamagid agadol mimezheritz, v'perush maido amar b'gmara, al hager shebo lehillel, v'amar lo, lamdeni kol ha-torah al regal achas. Amar lehillel, okay, I'll summarize it for you, kol madasoni aloch lechavercha lo te'evad. That you can read this from a Hasidic standpoint a little differently. Mefarish l'chavercha miloshon chibur. In other words, kol ma'idasoni alach l'chaverach. Anything which would break the chibur between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo te'avid. Kol ma'idasoni alach l'chaverach l'itchabrutcha in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo te'avid. Namely, that a person has to ask himself, under all circumstances, will this act I'm about to do bring me closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu or further from Kadosh Baruch Hu? That should be the criteria. Anything that will break a tie between me and Kadosh Baruch Hu, that I won't do. That's all of Yahadut. Haynu shebechol inyan she'osa yachshov imitkareva yedei zar Hashem yitbarach, o mistabek bo, o shemitrachek mimeno yitbarach. Umay desani alach litchavrutach udveikutach lo te'evad. Vezeh perish asher derach tova yidbak b'ha'adam haro'eh et hanolad. Namely, to think of what is going to be the consequence of my action. Is the consequence of my action, the nolad of my action, going to bring me closer or farther? Every act can be divided in these two categories. Chol ma'aseh yachshov al hanolad mizeh. Im itkarev Hashem yitbarach ha'yedei zeh, o mitrachek chas v'shal mimenu, im ko ya'aseh tamid v'yichavein kol ma'aseh mishkal hazeh. If this is a question the person keeps on his mind, then yidbak b'ha'adam, that will bring a person towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aderech hazot tevieh liot davuk v'ashem. Finally,
it's a continuation, if you don't have anybody, if you're all alone, maybe.
Could be. Rav Elazar ben Arach Omer Leif Tov. Namely, as opposed to, we saw so far two perspectives on life, the Sameach v'chelko and the question that a person asks about the actions. And we saw two protective acts. What is this fifth concept of Leif Tov? Leif Tov inyano Taharat Hamidot. That if a person wants to be Dovek B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not enough to take a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and say, am I keeping everything in this Sefer? Am I behaving as a Jew in terms of Mitzvos Aseh and Mitzvos Lo Aseh? But rather, one should have to look in terms of one's personality. Is one moving towards Taharat Hamidot? Ka'om Ramzal, he Dovek B'Midotav. B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, aside from giving us Mitzvos, also, Kiviyachol has a personality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has midos. Ma hu nikra rachum afata rachum. Ma hu nikra chanun afata chanun. Hinei kol od ha'odam shakua b'chomer. U'mevakesh tamid lehasbiya ma'avei ha'chomer. Eino ra'ui liyos dovuk b'ashem. that if he's going to view things in terms of what I can get out of it, so then that's not going necessarily to bring him to dveikus. Shemisha lakoi be'enochiyut v'yeshut, someone who's into his ego, someone who's into his own identity, eino mesugo l'sdabek v'ashem. To be mesdabek v'ashem requires a degree of hitbatlut. Al kein amar sh'aderech ha'tova shidvek v'ha'adam hu reiv tov ha'kolel kol amidot ha'tovot. Anova and Rachmanut and Chesed, she yizakech es chomro sheyeroi liyos davuk v'ashem yitbarach, that he should create a tashtit, create a foundation that allows itself to link in with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ze amar Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, roa enis divrei Rav Elazar ben Arachmi divreichem, she bichlal divarav divreichem, she ze hadavar hamoil biyoter lahavig ledveikus v'ashem, ki mishu baal midot ra'ot eino mesugal klal liyot davuk v'ashem, that you can have the right perspective on life in terms of asking whether if I do this act, like I'm closer or further. You can have the sense of kol mai david rachmano letavu david. You can even have a good friend and a good neighbor. But if there's a certain rottenness in the core, mahu ilu all of these etzos. Mido zohu ha'ikarit mekulam. Ayedei leiv tovu mido tovot mitkasher yehudi liyot davuk v'ashem. We have a concept of hechsher mitzvah. And over here, we're dealing with the hechsher mitzvah. Namely, everything else was assuming there was already a foundation. Rav Elazar ben Arach is giving you the foundation. That this is a continuity. If there is the lechas b'chol derachav, then it moves to ledov kabo. K'shem shela ahava tashem alkechem mesayei ala yudi ledov kabo, kach olechas b'chol derachav, chol enyei hamidot, hu aderech hatova shidbek ba ha'adam b'shem yitbarach, inyan hamidot hu yesod ha'ikari shebo tluya akirva b'shem yitbarach. It's an axiom, it's a prerequisite. Shemida sheyehudi ove lezakech l'atar midosav, kach nasa hu korov l'shem v'chem lehefech. U'mavur b'zeh, as opposed to over here, we're dealing with a derech tova. Kisham ayri bederech shomida beinonit, kamosh yakosu ha-meforshim sham. V'kan ne'emar, ezo hi derech tova sheyidbak ba'adam. Namely, Rebbe was giving a person a formula for how to walk a golden means in life. Over here, we're not talking about the path. We're talking about the result. If the result is I want to get to dveikus, haynu lahasig tachlus hatov shidveikus b'Hashem, eilu ve'eilu divrei chaim. A person has to have a goal. A person has to have a means to an end. But we have over here two parallel tracks. Divreim shel chamesha talmidei Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai him chamesha drachim eich lahagia ledov kovo, how to reach the goal. Amnom nimtza da'irika b'madregos elyona shen gova al gova. None of these are easy. To change one's perspective on life, to change one's lifestyle is not easy, but it's a direction that one should try and follow. Okay, we'll stop over here. Bli Neder, tomorrow we'll take a different Mishnah and Perek Bet. Mirtz Hashem.